One of the most sensational murder cases of the past decade took a dramatic turn yesterday. Police said a former schoolteacher has confessed to killing the child beauty queen, JonBenet Ramsey. John Mark Carr is an American who's been staying in Thailand. Department of Homeland Security attaché Ann Hurst announced his arrest in Bangkok.
He has been charged by the state of Colorado for first-degree murder after deliberation, first-degree kidnapping, second-degree kidnapping, and sexual assault on a child.
JonBenet Ramsey was found beaten and strangled in her family's basement nearly 10 years ago. She was just 6 years old. When suspect John Mark Carr appeared before reporters in Bangkok this morning, he admitted he was with her when she died.
I love JonBenet, and she died accidentally.
Are you an innocent man?
No.
John Mark Carr had worked as an elementary school teacher in the United States. Police say he was trying to get a teaching job in Bangkok. The family has already responded to the arrest. Pam Paw is JonBenet's aunt.
We're excited that this killer is finally going to be off the streets, but it's bittersweet in the fact that for us as a family, it brings up every sad memory that we have of this entire ordeal.
JonBenet's parents came under suspicion immediately after their daughter's murder and stayed under suspicion, fanned by the media for years. Photos and videos of JonBenet Ramsey dressed up for child beauty pageants appeared all over tabloids and on television. Her parents, John and Patsy Ramsey, had criticized police for botching the case, as they put it, and casting doubt on the family. But after hearing the news of Carr's arrest, John Ramsey thanked the Boulder County Police.
They have been professional. They have not discussed the case or information and have just done their job.
JonBenet's mother, Patsy Ramsey, died of ovarian cancer earlier this year. John and Patsy Ramsey knew that police were closing in on a suspect. Lynn Wood, the family's lawyer, asked for patience and restraint as the case heats up again.
I know that if Patsy were here today, that one of the first things she would say would be to make sure that no one did to this individual what was done to her and members of her family, and that is to not make accusations and not speculate, but to let his guilt or innocence be determined in a court of law.
John Mark Carr will be taken back to Boulder, Colorado, within a week.